This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Because of an unfortunate circumstance, we had to change the schedule this morning, so the shiur has to be on Zoom. We're just going to see maybe one or two halachas in the Yishayin halachas. We're doing in Siman Aleph, Sif Katan Lamed Beis. Tzarech ha'adam likbaya lai eis lomayt sifrei moser b'chol yom v'yom. Person is obligated to set aside time to learn sifrei moser every day. Im ma'ad v'im harbe. Whether a lot or a little. Ki ha'gadol mechaveroi yitzar gadol imenu. You say, why do I need to learn moser? I learn Torah the whole day. No, just the opposite. The more you learn, the more you need to learn moser. The bigger talmid chacham you are, the more you need to learn Musar. The more prone you will be to Gaiva. The greater you are. The more you learn, the greater you are. The greater you are, the greater Yetzirah is. The greater Yetzirah is, the more Musar you need. V'tavlin ha-Yetzirah. Now it's interesting. The Mishmaru is quoting the words of the Chida and the Berkei Yosef. V'tavlin ha-Yetzirah. And the medication for the Yetzirah, hu toichachas ma'amarei Chazal, are the rebukes of the words of Chazal. V'hu yoyser chiyav milimud mishnayis. It's even a greater obligation than learning Mishnayos. Okay, regarding that last point, Ayin in the Shiurim, we discussed why the Mishnah Berurah specifically brings in Mishnayos. Mishnah Berurah earlier discussed the importance of Mishnayos, especially early in the morning. Now, where do these words come from that one is obligated to learn Musar every day? These are the words of the Berkei Yosef cited by the Mishnah Berurah. Now, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does not quite quote the Berkei Yosef like the Berkei Yosef says it. Because if you look in the Berkei Yosef, the language of the Berkei Yosef is, Roy l'chol tamid chacham sheyikva eis pam b'fam lo moed b'sifrei moser. Now the Berkei Yosef doesn't say every day. That aspect comes from Chai Adam. But he says, occasionally, from time to time, one is obligated to learn Moser. Ki kol ha'gadol mechaveroi yitzar gadol mimenu. The greater you are, the greater the Yetzahara. And the Chida says, Va'aydi detored begufei halachas mechadesh betuha v'chidush etar karev shiig ba'liba keyotze. The more you learn, the bigger the tamid chacham, the more prone you are to gaiva. V'kibalti, says the Chida, I have a tradition. Now, here's the problem, because we know the Gemara Kedushin says, every person has an illness. The illness is the Yetzahara. But the Rebbe Hashem gave us a medication, and the medication is Torah. So you think, okay, only, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, only Torah is a medication. You know, Hitbo Dedut is not a medication. Tefillah is not a medication. Chesed is not a medication. And Musar, you would think, is not a medication. It's not going to help you overcome the Yetzirah. So says the Chida, Kibalti, that also Bechlal, what Chazal said, Torah is a tavlin, is Musar. That's a Chidah's Chiddush, that he has a Kabbalah, that Divrei Musar is part of the medication. You might think it's something else, you know. You might think there's Tefillah, and there's Chesed, there's Musar, but then there's Torah, and Torah is the only medication. No, the Chidah says he has a tradition, Musar is also part of the medication. But the Chafetz Chaim doesn't quote it that way. The Chafetz Chaim quotes it more like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that the Iker medication is Toichachas Musar. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter taught, that, you know, Torah in general is good when, here's my mashal. Mashal is you take a multivitamin every day, and you take a probiotic, and you take all that stuff, maybe it will prevent an illness. You take, you know, zinc and vitamin C, then maybe, you know, it will put you in good health and a person won't get sick. But once Chas V'Shalom, a person has an infection, then your multivitamin ain't going to do anything for you. So it's the same thing. In general, if someone's a Baal Torah, they'll be in a good spiritual state that, in a general sense, they have a certain protection from the Yetzirah. Aber Lamais, if you're living in 2022, and the Yetzirah is rampant, and we're Choylei HaNefesh, then learning Torah ain't going to do the job. Then when there's a direct illness, Musar is required. So I just want to share with you a few thoughts. Lahagdil ha'inyan. Comes Rabbi Yeshua Heller, and Rabbi Yeshua Heller writes in the Divrei Yehoshua that Limud Musar is not just like a general recommendation, it's not just a Hanhaga Toiva, it is a Chiyuv da'iraisa to learn Sifrei Musar. Really? Where in the Chumash does it say? I know Mishlei Shalomelch is a big proponent of Toichachas Musar, but we're in the Chumash, does it say that one is obligated to learn Musar? So Rabbi Shua Heller says like this in Perek Dalet of Divrei Yehoshua. The Pasuk says, V'chai achicha imach. Your brother shall live with you. Chayecha koidman. Your life comes first. Okay, nu, what does that show? When it comes to chaye haguf, right? Let's say you have one cup of water. And you, either you could drink it or you give it to your friend. You drink it. You come first. Your life comes before your friend's life. Okay, fine. So we've established that my life takes priority over my friend's life. What about my... So says Rabbi Shua Heller, if my physical life takes precedence over my friend's physical life, alachas kama v'kama, my spiritual life takes precedence over my friend. So if the Torah says, hoicheach, toicheach es amisecha, I'm obligated to have mercy on my friend and give my friend mosur, then alachas kama v'kama, nichlal in that, more than that, is I'm obligated to give myself mosur. Says Rabbi Yeshua, from the pasuk hoicheach, toicheach es amisecha, we learn out there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to learn mitzvah saseh. His lashon is mitzvah saseh muteles ala adam lilmoid sifrei musar uloichiach es atzmai. He says hoichiach d'chazan im al chaye chaver nitzav elachos l'rachem al chaye atzmai achas kama v'kama. By the way, Rabbi Sol Salanter is quoted on darshening from the pasuk hoichiach d'chach es. What's the es balarabois? Rabbi Sol Salanter says the es is balarabois. You got to learn Musar yourself. Just a few important ma'amorim. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, Yaris Devash, Chilek Aleph, page Yud Beis. Mi asher b'shem Yisrael Yechune, mechuyav likroy b'chol yoyim, erev uboiker is a daf misavei Musar. Anyone who's called a Jew. Say, really? Everyone has to learn Musar? No, not everyone. Goyim do not have to learn Musar. Gentiles are putter, people in Saudi Arabia, maybe, other countries, but Yidden are mechuyav to learn Musar. Says Rabbi Sol Salanter, Maimer Chav Gimel, Hayahale chish v'raglayim einloi, can a person walk if he doesn't have feet? Hayash gefish ve'inayim einloi, can a person see if he doesn't have eyes? Kein loy tikoin ha-toira v'ha-voida el ha-adam im loy b'lim en amas so too. There is no way Torah and Avodah can be established without the learning of Musar. Says Reb Leib Chasman in his Psicha, Mi sheyucha limtsoi davar yoyser yoker mechayim, can you find anything more precious than life? Hu yimtsa davar yoyser yoker mimusar, then he could find something more precious than Musar. But you can't find something more precious than life, and therefore you can't find something more precious than Musar. Says Rabbi Sol Salanter, Maimer Chav Beis, Limud HaMusar Hu Chiyuv Makif L'chol HaNefashos. Says the Pele Yoyetz, Afilu Mi Shechananai Hashem Das V'oisek V'negam V'aylos, even someone who is a bucky in Taras, Yoyser V'yoyser Tzarech L'moitzev R'Musar. He has a bigger obligation to learn Musar. The bigger Talmud Chacham you are, the greater is your obligation to learn Musar. Says the Michtam Eliyahu, Beli Limud HaMusar, Chelek Al, page 57, E. Efsher Lahagia El HaMS. Says the Chida, Leiv David, Perek Zayin. Ani Shamati, says the Chida, I heard, Migidoyle Yisrael Yoshve Kisses LaMishpat, from great Torah giants. Shahayel HaMeis Kavua Lomay B'Sefer HaKadosh Reishas Chachma, that they would learn regularly Reishas Chachma. Ki hagam shayu oiskim atar b'chol koicham, even though they invested unusual effort in learning Torah. Yoisifu l'hiskadesh b'limot sefer HaKadosh Reishas Chachma. They increased their learning of Reishas Chachma. Now I want to read to you the Lashon L'chayadam that the Mishnah Berurah quoted. Upshita, says L'chayadam, Hilchazim HaGemarim Kal Kuf Mem Gimel Soif Sif Aleph, Hu choyv gomor al kol adam lilmoy b'chol yom sifrei yira im avim harbe shehu yoyser chiyuv mikol limudav. Of all a person, let's say a person says, I learn every day Mishnah yoymis, daf yoymi, daf hashavua, nach yoymi, chafetz chayim yoymi, And today I only have time to learn one thing. Better to learn Musar than a Perek Mishnaisha. Bevada Yoiser Toiv Kashi Yodam Yurei Shamayim Avshu Ama Oretz. Yoiser Veyoiser Milamdin Vein Layera. Better to be God fearing Ama Oretz than a sharp person, a Lamdin, who has no Yurei Shamayim. Says Rav Naftali Amsterdam. I'll end this section with this. Agid lachem, ma shehamid oisi al ragli. This is Rav Naftali Amsterdam in the Sefer Ora Musar, Chelek Beis, page Samach Beis. Let me tell you what stands me on my feet. Let me tell you what my foundation of Avodas Hashem stands for. Bin Yoni Avos hu rak limud haMusar. Now Rav Naftali Amsterdam, you know how much Musar he learned every day? 2 hours. Rav Naftali Amsterdam learned 2 hours of Musar a day. He says in the Ora Musar Chelgal page Reish Membav, Kishtei Shois B'Yoim Ani Oisek B'Sifrei Musar. About 2 hours a day I learn Musar. Shachas B'Boiker B'Sefer Shari Kedusha. An hour in the morning of Shari Kedusha of Chaim Batal, and in the evening 1 hour of Reishis Chachma. Now you'll say, that's so depressing. This is the most depressing shir I've ever heard. Gladstein, I've heard depressing shirim, but this tops them all. Says Rav Naftali Amsterdam, Limura Musar behispailos mechaya halev. Learning Musar behispailos breathes light into the heart, life into the heart. Umesameach hanefesh. It makes the soul rejoice. Makes the soul rejoice. So, I'm trying to make you happy. How about the Chofetz Chaim in his Sichos, page Kuvav? Heich efshir la'adam liyos Yehudi mebli asher yachshav shotayim biyoyim al atzmai latikun midois of amasav. How could a person even be a Jew? So that's what we said. We came only Jewish people have to learn Musar. That's the kula that we came out with according to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Rabbi. So let's see one more halacha. Sif katan lamed gimel toiv loymar kodem parshas hakarbanos parshas akeda. It's a good thing to say before the parsha of the akeda, before the parsha of karbanos the akeda. Vegam toiv loymar b'choyon parshas haman. It's a good thing to say every day the parsha of haman. Va'asar sadibrois. Va'oymrim oisan afil b'shabbos. And you say them even on Shabbos. However, aval loymar b'tzibur asar sadibrois, to say the asar sadibrois on b'tzibur. Also, that's prohibited. Afilu kaidem baruch sha'amar lekach in koysonos bekunches hamiyuchah letzibur. Therefore, you don't write it on a designated kunches for the tzibur. The lekvaya b'teich habrachos, and to set it in the berachos pesukim dezimra berachos kishma gam liyachid aser. It's aser even for a yachid. Now we know that the Mishnah Berurah said that someone who's a Baal Torah, he's permitted to learn instead of saying some of these tefillos v'tachanunim, and pashut pshat that it would apply to Sivkatan Lamed Gimel in terms of these extra recitations. Sivkatan Lamed Dalet ain't dai ba'amira. It's not enough just to say these things. Oh yeah, I say Parshaman every day. I don't have to worry about it. I don't even have to go to work because I say the Parshaman. No. First of all, if it's gonna work, it's not enough to say it. You have to think about what you're saying. And recognize the wonders of God. Say, no, but I say it from a klaf. So if I say it from a klaf, I don't even have to think about going to work. So notice over here how saying Pitamak Taurus, and I'm not downplaying saying from a klaf, is not even brought in the Mishnah Berurah or the Shein Halachos. So the Iker is to think about what you're saying. Put it this way. It's far better to say it with kavana once a week from a siddur than to say it every day from a klaf without any kavana whatsoever. And because we know there's a rule, toiv, and Rabbi Yeager even gives the thumbs up to that. Toiv, because toiv ma'at b'kavana meharbe b'loy kavana. Saying it a little bit with kavana is greater than a lot without kavana. So he says, you should recognize in the flows of Hashem, v'chein v'parshas ha'akeda, k'dei l'achneas yitzray. You say the parsha l'akeda to machnia the Yetzirah. That's very interesting. Even I believe the Mishnah Berurah brings down the reason to say the Akedah is to invoke Zechus Avos. But here Reb Chaim is saying that the Ikar Tam for the Akedah is to be Machnia the Yetzirah. I just want to see. The Mishnah Berurah brings two reasons for the Akedah. He quotes the Taz. The Taz says that the Kippur of the Akedah Kedei Lizkor is a Chus Avos. V'gam Kedei Lachnia Yitzroi K'moy Shemasa Yitzchak Nafshei. Okay, it's interesting. Reb Chaim only brings down the second reason. V'alzeh Amru Kala Omer Parshas Haman Muftach Lo Shlo Yismatim Mezaynoisav. Anyone who says the Parsha of the Man will not have mitigated Parnasa Dehainu Shemiz Boinin Shekol Mezaynoisav Boin B'Hashgacha Pratis. That is, a person contemplates that all of his sustenance comes with great Hashgacha, with specific hashgach, ve'ein riboy ha-hishtadlus mayal mu'uma. And excessive hishtadlus does not help at all. Now that's a very interesting expression, because one might think hishtadlus also doesn't help at all. It's not like hishtadlus helps, it's just something you need to do. So, but the lashon is, excessive hishtadlus doesn't help at all. V'chein ma she'amru b'gemara, kala oimer tilo david, gimel pa'am b'chal yom, v'tach shu'ben ha'olam haba, gam kein ba'oifen zeh. When Chazal say that, if you say Ashrei three times a day, you're vouchsafed to be a Ben Olam Haba. That's also in this inyan. We're gonna read Lamed Hey next time about Karbanos. Basically, the Shulchan Aruch over here and the Noisei Kelim Koran the Mishnah Berurah do not really differentiate between the various Karbanos and which are more important. Reb Chaim, though, in the Das Noite, spells out many, many times that of all the karbanos, the one that is, the only one which is, he says, kemat chiyav, is the tamid. It's interesting what the makar of that is. He quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that Klal Yisrael have accepted upon themselves to say the parashat tamid as a chiyav. And the Chaim even quotes the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, in just Agav Urcha, mentioning the Seder Hayoim, he says, we say Birchas Kohanim and parashat tzav, the lashon of the Rambam is. And the most specific, the most clear, is the Shibolei Haleket, who says explicitly that the Parshas HaTamid is a Chiyav. The Mishnah Berurah does not quote that. It's not brought in the other notes it can, but again, it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We'll get into that more next week. Sorry, because of an unfortunate circumstance, we have a funeral in our shul. The Eon share today will have to be this evening, okay? So, just wanted to learn a few words. Thank you, everybody, for joining. And bracha v'atzlacha. Have a good day. Kol tov. Baruch haba and welcome, everyone. Today's learning is dedicated by my dear friend, Rabbi David Weber, in honor of the first yard site of his beloved father, Yitzchak Doiv ben Altar Avraham. May his neshama have an aliyah. Shabbat shalom. May he see Yosher for his whole family, for besuros tovos, good health, parnasa.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.